Comic Book Time Machine, Episode 16, The Death of Wolverine, Issue Number 1. Hello, time travelers. This is Daniel Butcher here, telling you that one of the best things about having your own podcast about comic books, where the only rule is to have fun, is you can talk about anything you want to talk about. So I don't have to talk about Mark Shaw Manhunter today. No, I can talk about one of my other favorite comic book heroes, who may be falling out of my top five, which is Wolverine. Now, unless you've been living in a cave, you know that everyone has been talking about the fact that Wolverine is going to die. Yeah, the basically immortal mutant with a rapid re-healing power, he's not looking so good anymore, kids. He's lost his healing ability thanks to a nanite virus, a nanite organism, to be honest, back in Wolverine Volume 6. And, well, Marvel tells us that Wolverine's going to die. How do we know this? We now have a mini-series called Death of Wolverine. Yes. Spoilers, I guess, because apparently Wolverine is going to die. Now, if you want to pick up this magazine, this issue, this comic, don't take your time machines to the publication date of November 2014, because that's a lie. You're not going to find it on the shelves. Notice I didn't say spinner racks, because you're probably not going to find a spinner rack in the year 2014. You're going to have to find it off a shelf or a wall. Instead, you need to go to September 3rd, 2014 to pick up Death of Wolverine. Now, Death of Wolverine has been written by, well, let's just start with the comic itself. $4.99. $4.99. And what do you get that for $4.99? Well, you get a nice thick cover that's heavy and nicely done. And in the inside, you get some of the art in black and white. So just inks, no colors. And that's nice when you open it up. And then you'll get a big page of Rocket Raccoon to buy his toy, which is nice. That's nice. And then you get a big page that says the end. Again, spoilers. And then you jump into the story of Wolverine, Logan, as he's sitting in British Columbia, broken and beaten. Now, who brings us this story? Well, Charles Soule, who I recently just read Thunderbolts Volume 4 of, which was fantastic the way he used for Wolverine. Penciler, Steve McNiven. Inker, Jay Liston. Colorist, Justin Ponsor. Let's not forget the poor letterer, Chris Eliopoulos. And then the trio of McGiven, Liston, and Pronzer also gave us the cover art, which is, the cover art's nice. You got Wolverine in a body of water here, and you've got kind of a shadow of his costume over him. It's kind of this overlay thing that's really kind of cool. Now, here's the thing about the story itself. In the story itself, Wolverine continues to deal with the fact that he has no healing ability. He's not had a healing ability for a good year now. And he's broken and battered and apparently not gotten a deadly infection yet, because he still pops those claws and he still keeps fighting people and he gets beat up, but apparently he hasn't broken everything yet. And we do find out how that's possible, somewhat, because he visits Mr. Fantastic at the old Baxter building. And we find out that, you know, any other man without Wolverine's healing ability would have just been crushed and unable to move due to the amount of metal that's inside of him. But he still has his speed and his strength. And that explains how he's been able to still be heroing and avengering for the last year or so. Now, I will say this. Wolverine visits a bar to clean up some wounds after a big fight. And there is really, really nice Easter egg. When he's in the bar, that you do have to appreciate. Now, the basic story, again, is Wolverine, he's no longer got his healing ability. People are coming for him. There's a bounty on his head. We do find out who puts the bounty on it. I'm not going to spoil it for you. But the most of the story is Nuke. Nuke has come to pick up the bounty. Here's probably one of my problems. We just saw Nuke in the Marvel Now. We saw Loose Nuke, where he fought Captain America. And that Nuke was naive, idealistic, trim. He looked good. He looked like he was taking care of himself. And again, you really kind of felt for Nuke. This Nuke, well, they've been very, very specific on this Nuke that they've put together. And by the way, I am going to give some spoilers. I'm not going to give a ton, but I'm going to give some. This Nuke, I have some problems with him. So here's the description of Nuke. Nuke, he's the crazy merc-type guy with the American flag tattooed on his face. He was in the classic Miller Daredevil stories and has appeared in a number of places since then. Again, he appeared really, really, really recently. And here's another description from Soul about what he's looking for. Here, he should look like he's a little past his prime, like he's gone to a seed wrestler who's been hitting the roids pretty damn hard. Oh, excuse my language. To keep up his strength levels. Again, this Nuke, he's overweight, and they do a really good job of visually showing it. He really does look like a washed-up wrestler. But he's not the Nuke that we saw last. And Soul, I mean, Given may not have been reading the whole New 52, but I have been. And so they're both in the Marvel 616, and this is like a different Nuke. I'd feel better if there was like something that said, here's Nuke 2, or here's old Nuke. This Nuke just isn't working for me, because I've just read Nuke. And read Nuke in a story where you were emotionally drawn into the character of Nuke, where this Nuke is just a bruiser. He's just a fighter. That's all he truly is. And so it just doesn't work for me. It doesn't work at all. I don't feel it. I get the idea he's patriotic. The guy's got a flag on his face, but I don't get the feeling that he's really, really Nuke, because again, I just read another Nuke that was really, really good. Now, here's my other problem with the story. This story is really Wolverine gets broken. He does a lot of fighting. Wolverine gets broken. That to me is what Volume 5 of Wolverine was about, written by Paul Cornell. Here is a review of Wolverine number 13 that I wrote over on Welcome to Level 7. This is part of the Killable storyline. This is actually the conclusion of the Killable storyline, in which, again, Wolverine's lost his healing ability. And here's my opening line of the situation report. Wolverine is shattered, beaten, and barely alive. Well, that's death to Wolverine. Wolverine is shattered, beaten, and barely alive. And my guess is that in the next three issues of this, Wolverine's going to be shattered, beaten, and barely alive. It's not like I feel like we're getting anything big about Wolverine. I do feel like we're getting some cool Wolverine fighting, but he's shattered, beaten, and at times barely alive. Now, along with this comic, it's, you know, what are you getting for your extra $4.99? Well, you are getting some interior art. Where you're discussing, you're getting concept art where they're discussing how the cover came to be, how some of the interior came to be. McKibben kind of gives you a commentary on what he did. And there's a lot of pages of that. And then you get an interview with co-creator Len Wein, who helped create Wolverine And he kind of discusses the origin of Wolverine and how him and how he was assigned to him by Roy Thomas and what he did next and the steps that they took, and how characters have to design. But here's my favorite line. I got to find it in here. But let's be honest. This is on the death of Wolverine. But let's be honest. He's not staying away. He's the most lucrative character Marvel has these days. There's no sane way a major corporation is going to decide, you know, let's knock off the guy who makes us the most money. He'll be back. I don't know how quickly. I don't know what they're going to do with that gap in the Marvel universe in the interim. I can't wait to find out as a reader. Here's the essential problem. I think, you know, it was the first original graphic novel that Marvel ever did with the death of Captain Marvel. They've done a good job of keeping him alive. I mean, dead. They've kept him dead. Now, when I look at the death of Wolverine as a title, I think of that. Well, this isn't going to stick. This is going to be a traditional comic book death. And it may not last as long as Peter Parker's death in Superior Spider-Man. I mean, they are shaking up a lot of things right at the moment. You know, new Captain America, new Thor, new attitude for Iron Man, and now a new Wolverine, which really is going to wreak havoc on their Avengers lineup. But he's going to have to come back. And he's going to have to come back before X-Men Age of Apocalypse. Here's the thing. Marvel and Disney aren't going to leave money just laying around on the table. They're not going to do it. It's not smart. It's not wise. It's not something they should even consider. So, yeah, the death of Wolverine. Is it going to stick? No. No, it's not going to stick. I'm fine with it not sticking. But I am kind of tired of this Death of Wolverine storyline because I feel like it's been going on for a long time. Again, nearly a year. The Killable storyline, it was a six-parter. It really started with Wolverine number one in that volume of Wolverine, volume five. So, yeah, been going on for a while. So, 6 months? A year? I don't know. It's going to last no longer than Age of Apocalypse. Because again, if you don't have Wolverine in the comics, if you can't put out some comics to tie in with that, you're just leaving money on the table. And nobody's going to leave money on the table. So final verdict. Am I going to read the rest of Death of Wolverine? The answer is yes, I am. But I'm going to check it out from the library as collection. I'm not going to spend $5 a piece for the next four issues. If that collection is more than 20 bucks, I'd be shocked. And I mean, when you think about the fact that it's going to cost 20 bucks to buy these four issues, I think investment-wise for a time traveler, it's much smarter to get the collected trade at the end, because here's the thing, you know what's going to happen, it's the death of Wolverine. And since nothing really mind-shattering is going on right at the moment, and it's just fighty, 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 I'm gonna give you a strong bar, as one podcast I've listened to say, I'd give this a borrow. You know, go to your library, go to your friend, or if you're going to buy it, you know, maybe collectability-wise, issue number one, I'm going to put it in a bag, seal it up, probably not pull it out again, you know? It came with a digital code, and I'm pretty strict on my digital codes. I put all my digital codes in. I gave away my digital code because, you know, I didn't need to read it again. It's fighty, 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 and I've got all the digital codes from Wolverine Volume 5, and I kind of felt like it was the same story. I just replaced, you know, Batrack the Leaper with Nuke. So, if you'd ask me my strong opinion, I would say, let's not buy Death of Wolverine. Which I do blame Matt and Ben for that, because the only reason I went to my local comic book shop that day was to pick up something else. and they peer pressured me into buying that item, and I did. And when I was there, I saw that there was only like 4 copies of The Death of Wolverine, and it looked so shiny, because it is shiny. Look at this. You can't see it, but I'm waving it at myself, and it's shiny, shiny, shiny. But yeah, I don't, it's okay. It's a okay story. If you're a Wolverine fan, you're probably going to, if you collected a completist on Wolverine, you're going to have this. You know, the good news for Marvel is a lot of people are going to read The Death of Wolverine because of all the news coverage where they didn't read Wolverine Volume 5. And so they can read, you know, go back over some of that material again, where you basically have Wolverine hunted, get shattered, and fighty, fighty, fighty. So there we go, guys. There's my opinion. I say that we borrow The Death of Wolverine and not buy it. And if you are going to buy it as a collection, because that collection's got to be less than the issues individually. So until later, if you need to follow some of my other stuff, you can follow me at BetweenDisney.com. You can follow me at WelcomeToLevel7.com with the 7 spelled out. And you can follow me at ComicBookTimeMachine.com. Later, be safe, kids. Make good choices.